As we've come to expect, National Geographic doesn't disappoint when it comes to giving us beautiful, well-researched, and comprehensive books. Their latest is titled Nature's Remedies: Top Medicinal Herbs, Spices, and Foods for Health and Well-Being, which focuses on nature's cures and nature's pharmacopoeia. The book was compiled by Nancy J. Hajeski with a foreword by Dr. Tarone Lodog, who joins us tonight by phone. She's the director of Medicine Lodge Ranch, a natural medicine school in Pecos, New Mexico, and previously served as director of fellowship at the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, founded by Dr. Andrew Weil. Her books include Life is Your Best Medicine, Healthy at Home, and Fortify Your Life. Dr. Lodog, it's so wonderful to talk with you about this gorgeous book National Geographic has put out called Nature's Remedies. And your specialty is integrative medicine. Would you tell us a little bit about that for folks who may not be familiar?
Integrative medicine, which is actually now a board specialty for physicians, is really taking everything that we've learned in our Western medical training and integrating a broader set of tools, modalities, ways of thinking about health. So in integrative medicine, we also talk to our patients about nutrition, managing stress and lifestyle, how to integrate meditation or mind-body strategies, the use of dietary supplements or herbal remedies. So it's a broader way of thinking about that whole person, thinking about the person maybe who has the problem and not just focusing on the problem, right? So Dr. Andrew Weil coined that term, integrative medicine, quite a while back, and I ran his fellowship program at the University of Arizona at the Center for Integrative Medicine there for many years. And it's not just consumers who are interested in this. You have physicians and nurse practitioners that are saying, gosh, people are coming in and they're tired and they feel anxious and they're stressed and they're not sleeping well. And I can't just keep giving people antidepressants, sleeping medications, benzodiazepines. You know, there's got to be a better way to do this. And that's really where integrative medicine is coming into its own now.
Well, and we have a terrible epidemic of opioids in this country. And I understand it affects 100 million people. So certainly this can be treated in many ways. But you do have some suggestions about what can be helpful in either preventing it or living with it.
More people live with chronic pain in the United States than all the people with heart disease and diabetes. I mean, it's a big problem, and it's only going to get worse. And the reasons for that are complex, but they have a lot to do with our modern lifestyle. We see more and more arthritis, and part of that is because we're getting heavier as a nation, too. Puts a lot more stress on our knees and our hips. Many people live with chronic headaches or migraines. And the diet may be having something to do with this, right? Because our diet tends to be very pro-inflammatory in the United States. We eat a lot of processed foods, have a lot of added sugar. We get a lot of omega-6 fatty acids in our diet and not enough omega-3s. And so there's many things that drive inflammation in the body, and inflammation is what creates pain, but also leads to heart disease and other problems. So, you know, trying to eat a more wholesome diet, lessen sugar, make sure you're getting, you know, walnuts and flax and fish, things that have omega-3s in them, can be very good for you. But when you take it a step further, there are other things that you can do to help if you're suffering from pain. There are many things that can help dampen it down. And in the book, in Nature's Remedies, we talk about a number of things. Topically, you can use essential oils like eucalyptus or peppermint to apply these to achy joints and muscles to help relieve the pain. You can use things like turmeric. You know, most people know it from Indian curry, right? Turmeric is this powerhouse anti-inflammatory that has been shown not only to help relieve inflammation, but to help people feel relief from their osteoarthritis. And it actually even helps with depression and sort of a depressed mood. So turmeric can be added into your diet, but it also could be taken as a supplement. Fish, eating more fish, having more omega-3s. There's so many things that we can do. Lavender, if you're feeling stressed, if your pain is bothering you. spritzing lavender over your sheets and pillows and that in the evening to help prepare a place to relax and ease your stress. If you're dealing with headaches, peppermint essential oil can be very effective for relieving tension and those tension headaches. Magnesium can be used to help prevent migraines. I mean, just think of all the things I just said. These are just few of the tips that are found in this book to help people empower themselves to find ways that they can improve their health and their well-being on their own, as well as working with their healthcare provider.
You know, another thing that's happening in the culture currently is that we have an aging population in America. And I'm wondering if there are just a couple of herbs or spices that sort of as a daily addition helps with us as we get older, as our bodies age.
You know, healthy aging really starts when you're young. I'm going to give you some tips, but I just want to say that when we're young, we want to envision in many ways our older selves, right? And how do we want to grow old in a healthy way? So in the book, we talk about the importance of protein and brain fitness, adding more berries like into smoothies in the morning with like your protein, taking in more berries that are good for the heart and for the brain. Then there's also, have you thought about doing Tai Chi or yoga? Tai Chi I recommend to a lot of my patients because Tai Chi is something that can help prevent falling. Falling is where people break. And again, we want to keep people upright and keep their muscles strong. Essential oils can be used. Lavender can help older people maybe feel quiet and calm, while rosemary essential oil, rosemary is the herb of remembrance. Many people who inhale the rosemary feel like it sharpens their mental alertness. I can tell you I used to use rosemary essential oil all the time driving home after 36 hours on call. I would inhale it when I got into the car to sort of awaken me and make me feel mentally sharp while I drove home. And then, of course, turmeric and garlics and things like these are all good for the immune system. And finally, I would say for older people, vitamin D becomes even more important for bones, for muscles, and for balance. So, again, you'll find all of this and much more in this book.
I'm wondering if you have a favorite salad or a favorite tea that you go to pretty regularly, just as a daily, weekly a part of your diet.
Well, I am a tea drinker, and there are a couple of teas that I use all the time. I love chamomile. It's winter right now, so I'm drinking a lot of ginger tea because ginger warms you to your fingers and toes. On my own website, we did a few little videos of how to make a few of these products, a few of these recipes, because we find that people sometimes feel a little intimidated when they read it in a book. So I have a little video of making golden milk, which is turmeric and ginger and some peppercorns in it. It's absolutely delicious. People love it. I drink it regularly, especially right now. It's cold. So looking for warm, aromatic, healthy teas that also reduce inflammation, help my digestion, I love it. I drink a lot of herbal teas, though. And I have a lot of tea bags also in my cabinet. There's one I will just mention. I don't have any relationship to this company, but I love traditional medicinal cup of calm. I drink it every afternoon. My kids always used to joke, oh, mom's having her cup of calm. Just it's chamomile and catnip. It's just this beautiful, delicious tea that's easy to use. And it's a good alternative for in the afternoon when you're looking for something without calories that's kind of relaxing but won't make you sleepy. Those kinds of teas are just beautiful. I welcome people to try to bring more herbs into their life. You'll find that they span the worlds of food and spice and medicine very seamlessly.
It's just a delight to talk with you and to talk about this wonderful book. I thank you for sharing your knowledge and your passion and your cup of calm. We can all use that on any day. Thank you.
I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you. I wish you a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you so much. I've been talking with Dr. Tyrone Lodog about National Geographic's latest book titled Nature's Remedies, Top Medicinal Herbs, Spices, and Foods for Health and Well-Being. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.